Jesse, Tiger and Phil get the boot from the FedEx Cup.
I got his boot.
We begin today with the spy scandal in New England, which we will henceforth refer to as Patriot Gate. Here's what we know today. One, Eric Mangini, former assistant to Bill Belichick, ratted the old man out.
Ooh.
Two, Belichick has apologized, apparently to everyone on earth, for something that he totally sanitized as a, quote, videotaping procedure, unquote. Three, in the blogosphere and the mainstream media, this story is a mushroom cloud. Wilbon, your thoughts?
It's bigger than I thought it would be. It's huge. I mean, yesterday I thought, okay, Roger Goodell has to pop the Patriots for this, and he's going to take higher draft picks and maybe find more money than you or I initially thought. And then you see the reactions, particularly out of New York, where, of course, our brethren in the sports writing business are taking it personally because it happened to one of their teams,
the Jets.
And now people are asking Roger Goodell to remove Belichick from the sideline for a game or suspend him. It's bigger. It's much bigger than I thought.
Do you know what I think might happen down the road?
What?
I think Robert Kraft may do the thing that they do, you know, in the NCAAs when they're looking at you and you try to internally show you're cleaning up your program. I think Robert Kraft may be persuaded internally to sit Belichick down for a game.
Institutional control, you're talking about.
To avoid a larger penalty. I could understand that.
Would that satisfy you if you're Roger Goodell? Because you know where I am. I said yesterday, take a fifth-round pick and maybe two picks. Now I'm saying
at least
take first-round picks.
Oh, I didn't know. I think that's nuts. I think a seventh-round pick. I think this has never happened before, and you take a seventh-round pick.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Tony.
You're taking away a player.
From all the reporting, they warned the teams, this will not be tolerated.
And they broke
the rule.
And they broke the rule.
It's premeditated. You look at all the thought you have to go through and do
this. I think that Goodell will come down harder on the institution of New England Patriots than he normally would, because he has come down so hard on individual players, and he's going to seek balance so that somebody doesn't say, why are you just kicking out players?
Yeah.
I think the punishment will be harder than it should be.
It's going to be pretty harsh, apparently.